with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by the day brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah.
Pump it.
Pump it. Yeah. Make a pump. Okay, if you want to be safe during this pandemic, pantyhose are the new fashionable way to do that, but not on your legs, okay? So the University of Cambridge tested pantyhose and found that using pantyhose over top the KN95 mask improves the way it fits on your face. So it doesn't do so much as to filter, it's to hold it better on your face. So on their own, they won't do much, but...
You know what really works good? Gorilla tape. Just wrap your whole body in Gorilla tape.
No, no.
Like a mummy.
Gorilla glue on the inside, and then you stick that thing right on your face right there. Look, I kind of get what they're saying, okay? Like, it secures it better. But if I see someone out there.
You don't need to put that on. Come on, dude.
I'm just saying, like, it'll hold it. Like, I get it, but, you know, you shouldn't do it.
Here's why it works, Brock. Here's why it works. Because when you put pantyhose on your face and you wield a gun, there ain't nobody going to be around you.
You want that 6-foot distance. That's all you got to do right there.
Turned into a 30-foot distance real quick.
How did that, you know, how did that become a thing for robbing banks, by the way? And maybe it's never really happened, but is it just something in movies? Yeah, the pantyhose on the face. I mean, come on.
It's kind of, I don't know. Is it a movie thing? I don't know.
It's kind of. I mean, I know as a kid we used to do it all the time. We get pantyhose, put them on our face, and we
pull it up. You know,
and look at my face.
Pig nose, look.
It was always fun, but I mean, I never really thought of it as a something to, you know, keep a mask on. I don't know. I think we've gone a little too far. This is a point during this pandemic where we really need to look at what's happening, and that's just that we've gone too far. We've gone too far.
I'm not gonna stick my face into a dirty pantyhose either.
Well, you might want to get a fresh one. Get a fresh one. And make sure it's like a more of a nude color, because if you get it too, if it's too dark, you won't be able to see all that well. So
pantyhose are weird. It's a weird thing.
Weird thing. Does your wife ever wear pantyhose? Like
I don't think so.
We have to ask her.
It's like a see-through sock that makes you look tan. What are you doing? What is that?
I don't know. I think it helps with like the shoes and everything. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Not a big pantyhose. You know what? You got very feminine legs. You might look good in pantyhose.
Yeah, you wish that was. You stay away.
Why don't you put on these pantyhose real quick? What is this?
No.
These stockings on. They're knee high.
My hair will stick through them, man. I'm good.
Oh, it's all right. Anyway, so pantyhose on your face. Keep that in mind. Help you out. Lastly, like father, like son, Robert Irwin, the son, offspring of crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, was almost attacked by a 12-foot croc, and it was caught on camera. The 18-year-old was trying to feed Casper, the unfriendly crocodile, at the Australia Zoo, and then all of a sudden the crocodile charged and started snapping at him. Luckily, Robert jumped the fence. He's safe. He's fine. But you know what? We got to think of something better to feed these crocodiles. And it's the spectator's fault, because you know what we want to see? We want to see the guy out there feeding the crocodile by hand. It's like, no, just throw it over the fence.
Hey, you know, I guess it's the showmanship of it. And, you know, I'm around the real-life dinosaur that could potentially rip my arm off. Especially the guys. You ever seen the ones where they, like, open the gator's mouth?
Yeah.
And then they stick their, like, whole arm in there?
I don't feel bad when they get bit by the crocodile, though.
They get lopped off. Hey.
This here's Rusty.
What'd you expect?
He's no puppy. Exactly. And, you know, we already lost the great Steve Irwin to a stingray attack. Like, we don't need to lose any more Irwins to animals, okay? Like, and they can sit there and tell us, educate us about it, but just stay out of the pen, man. Stay out of the pen.
That's terrifying, the gator rule. Can you imagine? It just rips your arm off like nothing.
Getting bit sounds horrible, right? But then getting bit and then that thing doing what it's
just
been doing
immediate roll
for millions of years. You ever see the video of the little baby alligator practicing its game? Like from birth, they will. I mean, that thing will take your finger right off, man. Even a little baby alligator, a crocodile. I don't know. It's just look, Robert. We love you and we love that you're carrying on the amazing tradition of your father, but we don't want to lose you. Just throw the meat over the fence, and we're not going to judge you, okay?
You're good, man. You're good.
Like, all right, that's smart.
We need you around here for a while.
That's smart. Like, that's what I would do. I would just throw it over the fence, okay? No need to see you in there wrestling alligators, okay? This isn't some cut-rate, you know, alligator show off the side of the highway in Florida, okay? You're a big deal. Knock it off.
He's got all them teeth.
Yeah, if I ever see a hand-painted alligator farm sign, I am not pulling in. I am not pulling in, because that's how you see someone get mauled by an alligator.
It's a handless right there. Alligator, yeah. Feeding farm.
Where are your fingers? Oh, they're in the alligator over there. Anyway, all right. That is your morning dump. By the way, we'll be back. The Plan B morning.